Since moving back home after graduating from college in June, I've noticed a swift and unsettling change. One day I'm living on the beach at UC Santa Barbara, riding to class on my cruiser without a helmet. Next thing you know, I'm trading in flip-flops for orthotics, sipping warm milk in place of wine, and listening to NPR. How did I let this happen? At school, I downed coffee on weeknights and Coors on weekends. But rooming with my parents again has changed me from carefree senior to senior citizen. I now take all advice about my health as if it came straight from the AARP. The potential for skin cancer never seemed too menacing when I was sunbathing on the bluffs in Southern California, but a week with the parental roommates warning me against UV rays and picking at their sunspots, I'm now donning my mom's straw hat. And worse, thinking I look good in it. I eat a half pint of blueberries daily for the antioxidants, a few servings of lentils for all that fiber, and have started popping multivitamins again. Magnesium deficiency is nothing to toy with, as I've learned from WebMD. But I shouldn't complain about this alternative lifestyle. I haven't been hungover since graduation, and reading the news every day is oddly illuminating. My parents and I have taken to eating every dinner on the back deck, where my mother never misses an opportunity to exclaim over her new flower beds. I take 2-hour hikes with my mom in the morning, and then 2-hour naps in the afternoon, to compensate for the effort. Plus, the more I do with her, the more she treats me to iced lattes. I still see the social value of a night out with 20-somethings at a dive bar. I even still long for that cute leather purse on Pinterest, so my old self hasn't completely fallen by the wayside. And I know there's an expiration date on my time here, as I'll be moving to Spain to teach English in September. I worry that before then, though, the practical draw of a fanny pack will be too much to resist, and I'll have officially aged 30 years just by living 2 months at home. With The Perspective, I'm Jenny Marshall.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.